This is your Daily Dose, the small segment of this show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams.
What's up, guys? This is your weekly word. Finally, I'm back. As many of you guys have been following my story the last couple weeks, it's been a really crazy, hectic, busy time in the months of September and October for Nicole, Stella, and I. We've been running around like chickens without heads. We've been moving and packing and unpacking, and it's been absolutely insanity. So that's why, once again, I've been a little inconsistent with my weekly word. We took a little bit of a break or pause from the podcast just for a couple weeks, just because I really needed to focus on getting myself and my family as settled as we can possibly get. As you can see, my background is a little different than the background that you guys are used to when you come to listen to the Daily Dose or the Weekly Word or the Dig Your Dream podcast. And I'm sure the background's going to be different maybe from week to week or month to month until we get settled down permanently somewhere. But anyway, here is my weekly word. So today we are 1 week away from the general election. That's right, 1 week away from deciding who is going to be the next president of the United States. Is it going to be the incumbent president? Is it going to be a new president? Is it going to be the same administration or the same direction? Or will it be a new administration and maybe a different vision? You know, over the last few years, I have gotten very, very, very interested in politics. My close friends and family know I've always been interested in politics. I just don't share my political views on social media, like I've mentioned before. I don't think that that's appropriate for me at this time. But I am very much interested. I am very much intrigued by the whole process. And I believe very strongly that it is our civic duty as American citizens to participate in the democratic process. Now more than ever, in a time where we are living in such challenging times, where it seems like our country is more divided than ever, now more than ever, I think that it is so important for each of us to come together and understand the importance of our responsibility to participate in this democratic process. You know, I think we could all agree on one thing, and there are a lot of things it seems like our country can't agree on. But one thing we can agree on is this may be one of the most polarizing times in our country's history. It seems as if people are just going to one side or one extreme. It seems like there are less people that are, you know, coming somewhere in the middle. There are less people that are willing to talk, less people willing to compromise. So today on my weekly word, I just wanted to pass along this little bit, I don't want to say advice, but maybe this little bit of perspective, at least from my point of view. A week from now, you can be part of the decision and not the division. That's right, hear me out. You and I can be part of the decision and not the division. You know, just because you have your own political views doesn't mean that you can't have a conversation with someone who has opposing political views. Just because you may sit on one side of the aisle doesn't mean that you can't be friends or have a great relationship with someone who sits on the other side. And just because you live in a blue state doesn't mean that you cannot have a relationship with someone who lives in a red state. Somewhere along the line, we really lost our way. We really have gotten confused. You know, this whole country, this whole idea, this incredible idea of democracy was not created for all of us to decide that we're going to go on one side of the aisle and not talk to the other side. That isn't why the founding fathers got together to create this great nation. Listen, we are different. We're going to have different opinions and different views. That's what makes us special. You know, our differences can be our strengths if we let it. You know, the more I think about it, the more I think to myself is, what if everybody had the same view? What if everybody had the same opinion? Would there be less fighting? Yeah. Would there be less arguing? Yeah. Would there be less drama? Of course. But if we all had the same points of view, if we all had the same opinions, if we all agreed on everything, this wouldn't be the United States of America. This would be the United Boring States of America. I mean, who wants to live in a place where everybody has the same opinion? Where everybody has the same point of view? I know I don't. Because if that were the case, I don't think I would ever be able to learn as much, or grow as much, or see something from someone else's perspective. So once again, in a week, we all have the opportunity to be part of the decision and not the division. Don't allow the media or the certain news channels that you watch and maybe your friends don't watch get in the way of having a really strong relationship with people that may look at things differently than you. You know, I know for a fact that my wife Nicole and I are friends with people that have completely different political views than we do. I know that for a fact. And somehow we're able to maintain good friendships with them. I think there has to be a certain level of maturity when it comes to that. I think that you have to be willing to accept the fact that people aren't always going to agree with what you agree with. They're not always going to see things the way you see them. You know, it is possible in this day and age to be able to have a cup of coffee or a nice cold beer with somebody that has completely different political views than you do. The problem is, or at least how I see it recently, is people have become like tribal in the idea of politics, where they pick a side and they go all the way to the extreme side of that. Or they pick a side and they run and put on those colors and go all the way to that side, and they refuse to talk or acknowledge the other side in a mature, respectful way. You see, that's the problem. I don't think politics are the problem. I don't necessarily think the media is the problem. I think that so many people out there have taken things to the extreme where they are willing to ignore the other side in conversation. You know, I'm almost positive that most of us were taught by our parents and our relatives and our teachers and mentors that you need to listen more than you talk. You need to be willing to have a conversation. You need to be willing to compromise. For some reason, people are forgetting those rules when it comes to politics. Like I said before, it is possible for you and I to have great relationships with people on the other side of the aisle. You can be friends with someone who lives in a different color state than you do. You know, that's what makes this country great. So over the next 7 days, I want to remind everybody and encourage everybody that you have an opportunity to be part of the decision and not the division. Absolutely, you need to go out there and vote. You need to fill out your ballots and drop them off. You need to prepare to go to the polls on next Tuesday. Whatever it takes for you to become part of this process. But along the way, please don't forget to be respectful. Please don't forget to be mature. And please remember that it is possible to have friendships and strong relationships with people that look at the world and our country from a different lens than you do. You know, one of the things I hope you take away from this weekly word is, you know, we all need to listen more and talk less, especially when it comes to conversations like politics. Most of us are so hell-bent on our ways, hell-bent on how our family raised us, hell-bent by the community in which we live, that we fail to forget that that is not necessarily the way the rest of the country lives. Or that may not be the way the rest of the country goes about their daily activities. Sometimes we all need to listen more to somebody else who has lived a different life in this country. We need to listen more to somebody who may see certain issues a different way. If we listen more and talk less, we actually may be able to understand why they feel the way they do. And that may not be enough for you to change your viewpoint on that topic, but it will allow you to understand exactly why somebody that you may care about may see things differently than you. And that is what I call progress. So remember, we all have a week to be part of the decision and not the division. Remember, this could be a productive process. It could be an amazing experience. Let's make it that way. Let's stop being divided. Let's stop being polarized. And let's start being proud to be Americans, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. That was my weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single week. Now, until next time, you know what you have to do. Go out there and vote. Peace.